Anyway, welcome back to the Trash Bros Podcast. My mom just brought me coffee and totally made me cry in front of the whole world. Anyway.
How dare she bring you coffee? How inconsiderate.
I know.
Can one person be?
How dare she try and make her son happy?
I mean, you're trying to kick off your professional career of podcasting, and she is just she's flushing it down the toilet.
With that I am personally offended that she brought me coffee. I'm
reporting her right now.
I am a strong, independent woman that can make my own decisions and get my own coffee. Mom. Yeah,
you are.
Jeez. We were just talking before about how Dylan's dad will do you just want to explain it again? Because I think that's pretty funny.
Sure. So my dad will, when we need to leave the house, we need to drive somewhere, whatever, and we have a set time that we want to leave by, he has to tell my mom an earlier time limit than the rest of us because she's never ready on time. So he'll tell her 9:30, but the real goal is to leave at, 10 a.m. because she's never actually ready on time. So we have to give her like the extra 30 minutes and then she'll be ready by 10 a.m. And we're like, sweet, we're on time. Has to be planned out ahead.
That's kind of how my mom is too. She, my mom actually told my dad to tell her to tell her an earlier time. She's like, don't tell me, like, we need to leave by 10, but you need to be ready by 9:30 because then I'll be ready at past 10 because, she knows.
Yeah.
So she's like, tell me we need to leave at 9:30. So.
Hey, it works. So. Whatever,
It does. Most of the time.
It is, like, how much, Dylan, how much of a, like, to-do is it when you guys go to leave on a trip? Like, how much of a hassle is it to get stuff out the door? Like, get all your stuff packed and ready to go and then in
there? Well, it depends on the type of trip. Are we just talking, like, a weekend trip somewhere?
Well, like, if you're, like, you guys are going to come down for Thanksgiving or, like, us going up to you guys. So that kind of a trip for a day or two or three.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be too hard. I mean, I pack everything in a single bag plus my backpack.
With all pretty your much drugs.
Usually my mom and dad will have the most stuff, so it's a bit of a hassle, but it's not too horrible. The biggest problem with going on trips is we have to find somebody to take care of the pets. So we have to take Callie. She goes and stays with someone. Now the cat has to – he'll just have to stay in the house by himself. Someone will come by and feed him every day. And then same with the rabbit as well. So they're the main hassle is having to sort them out. But it's not too bad.
Yeah. How long does it take you guys to, like, pack – like, when you wake up on the morning you need to leave and you get all your stuff down to the van, how long does it take you to, like, ferry stuff up and down the stairs?
Well, we actually are pretty good at getting it all in one go. We're all doing the, kid when he gets all the shopping bags. We're all basically doing that.
Butt cheeks carrying it down the stairs.
You bet. It's the only way to carry stuff.
One trip wonder.
Dylan doesn't carry anything with his hands.
It leaves your hands free to do stuff. Yeah. No, we're pretty good about getting... When we open the front door and we're ready to go, everybody grabs everything and we go. So it's pretty quick.
I feel like we at least have gotten better about that the past few trips we've had to take with, like, making sure, we've each got our one bag. And like I'll do one bag and, like, a side bag. What are you doing? I'll do like a backpack and then a side bag with other, like, my charger cables and toiletries and things in it. But
I just stuff everything in a bag. I mean, I have different pockets I'll put everything in, but I'm gonna fit it all in that bag.
I need to get a new backpack because the one I have, one of the zippers is broken, so when I zip it, it doesn't actually zip, but the zipper moves.
That works perfect.
So the other one works fine, but I've got to zip it all the way over. It's fine, but it's an old backpack. I've had that since I think we moved over here.
I'd like to actually get a new backpack just because, I've had mine for a decent while and it's doing that thing now where it's got like a lean in the middle. So when you set it down, it always just leans back and like flops over. So like the top half just flops totally over now. It's like
I have my one over the shoulder bag, and that it doesn't do that. But whenever I set it down, it just falls.
Yeah,
like depending on what I've got,
won't stand up.
Like if I have too much stuff in it, it'll fall over. Because if I put like a little bit of stuff, it'll fit on the bottom, and the bottom of the bag is flat, so it'll just sit and be nice. But if I have anything more than I really should in the bag, it just decides to
fly. See, the problem, mine, the bottom of mine isn't flat, so it's like rounded, so it won't stand up. It has to lean at something at all times, or it's laying everywhere. And it's got little, for the straps for the actual backpack part, they like the spot to tighten them. They just like, they're so long, and they just like hang everywhere, and there's just, it's all over the place. It's a mess.
Yeah. Is that your camelback?
Yeah.
You've had that ever since we've known you, I think.
I've had it for a long time. I've actually had three different ones over a period. I can't remember the first one I had. And then I had a green camo one that was my dad's. And then I eventually just took the black and gray one that my dad had. So I haven't taken them all. They're all mine. Well, they were. I don't have the other two anymore. But I take what I want. I do what I want.
Wow.
I do what I want. Because
you're a strong, independent, bald woman who can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, I am.
Three snaps in a Z formation.
Correct. It is.
Hosers. Get wrecked, hoser.
I guess Shrekle. I said get hosered, Shrekle.
Hosered.
Get hosered.
What does this even mean?
You don't want to. I do have a question for you guys. Very important question, actually.
Okay.
So, you know, we've kind of, I mean, people listening to the podcast know that, like, should know that we are Christians and kind of where we stand morally and certain things, but we don't like flaunt it. We don't talk about politics or anything, but I think that it's time to change that.
Well, we talk about Star Wars. I mean,
that's close enough.
Pretty political, right?
Yeah. It can be very polarizing as well.
So
you could say you like the sequels, but then all three of us will teleport behind you and destroy you.
Just snap your neck.
Just quick. I kind of want the listeners to know a little bit more about us and about the deeper side of kind of what we think. So I'm going to start asking some questions.
I don't know what I think on the deeper side of anything. I only know random Star Wars facts.
All my thoughts are surface level.
You should know this one.
You'd hope.
You should know this the answer to this question. What do you think? I think
I know. Alive. I don't know.
Okay, here's a question.
If there was a child right in front of you.
Sorry. If someone came to you and offered you 2,000 no. Yeah, let's go $2,000 or pounds, 2,000 pounds a day, every time you woke up in your bank account. It's like one of those things, would you push the button, you know? So would you push the button if someone showed up at your house and offered you 2,000 pounds a day, but every time you took a dump, you had to wipe 100 times?
I'm thinking that $2,000, you can buy a lot of toilet paper for $2,000. Just saying, man.
Yeah. That is worth it. Plus, after a certain point, wiping would become pointless because you'd have cleaned yourself. Plus, you would rub your butthole raw if you use normal toilet paper. So just use, like, a wet wipe after.
Just get some lotion.
And then just be like, all right,
I mean, it's, like, caked on every time you go until it's, like, the 100th wipe. Oh,
so it's necessary to wipe?
Yes, you have to wipe 100 times every single time.
I can live with it. Dude, $2,000 is pretty good per day. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, per day. I mean, I don't dump that often, so. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I've never.
You're going to be like, oh, deep political psychological crap. And it's like, oh, would you poop? And
then it was a joke.
I was preparing for a deeper conversation, but yeah,
I am taking it.
I would take the money.
I mean, I already wipe like 75 times anyway per dump.
I use a whole roll of toilet paper every time I'm in the bathroom. So
you just take a roll and like
24 fat comes out with a single roll. This is all that's left, brother. I'm sorry.
the like whatever you call it, the bottom of the toilet has to be like really wide so you can flush a whole toilet roll down there.
Sacrifice the toilet roll before you poop, or else your dumps will be big.
You know those? You know in the mail rooms where they got the sucky tubes that they shove the thing. Yeah. Your toilet roll just goes in one of those things.
Nice,
right down in your septic tank.
That's what I want now. Be sweet. What I want.
Copyright.
So was that like your major political moral question?
Yeah. Dude, it's important. For a year. Like well, would you do that for a year? Yeah, it wouldn't be forever.
So hold on. $2,000 times 365 would be
a lot of dollars.
Hold on. I can't do math. 365 times 2,000.
That's $730,000
in that year that you're getting. And for that year.
If you only dump once a year, I mean, you're sick.
It's absurd. Okay. I have to add, we talked about this today.
Sure.
I need to, without saying anything.
I don't know what you're talking about, so just go.
Don't say anything. You're going to go like, oh my gosh, but don't. Fight the urge, man.
Just. Oh, wait. Is this the problem? Me and Kate?
No!
Okay.
Yes.
Dang it.
So, we were on our way home from church today. And it was brought... Shut up! It was brought up.
Also, ask Mom. She said she spits it as well. That's just... Like, you're gross.
Let me finish. Well, then you took a drink. Shut up. I'm trying to ask him. Shut up. Stop talking. Don't say anything else. You said Continue. You would. You said you would. You said you wouldn't.
I won't from now on, as long as you keep talking and just don't stop talking until you ask a question. Okay, curious George, go.
Who's Tuesday? What's in bad news?
No. Let me finish it. I'm trying. When you. I am not going to judge you at all for what you say. Kyle, I'm like, I'm not going to judge you at all for what you say.
You say that like I really care if you judge me or not. Your opinion means nothing to me.
All right. If you know, like, it's kind of a weird thing to talk about, but if you were to, like, pick dead skin off of your lip with your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Do that. Yeah, everyone does it. Do you swallow it or do you spit it out?
I swallow it.
Thank you.
Why?
There are so many more people that swallow it than
spit it out. Why though? Can you explain to me why?
I don't know.
Because it's gross spitting things on the floor. You're spitting like skin. I don't know what's honestly, it's already in your mouth. Why not just swallow it? Once you swallow it, it's gone forever. It goes down the crapper in like 5 days.
I am disgusted right now. That is just no.
Kyle makes this big deal about spitting it out. And I'm like,
I do not make a big deal about it. You make a big deal about it.
Yeah, I do.
You're like, oh, it's gross.
You're spitting.
It's dead skin. I'm going to swallow it.
Like everyone else in the world, except Mom. Mom.
Weigh in on, put a poll on the Instagram. Do you spit?
No, I will not, because I know we're right. Right?
Dead skin.
All right.
It's disgusting to spit.
It's worse to swallow.
Wet, dead skin from your mouth. Ew. Actually, from your lip. You have spit onto the floor.
Better that than my digestive tract. Ew.
Why?
Because it's disgusting.
How is it disgusting?
Because it's dead. It's dead skin. It's like
you eat dead meat all the time.
It's supposed to be dead. You're not supposed to eat dead skin.
Who says that?
Why not?
It's like exfoliating your face or your feet or your that like, is not at all what
it's
off.
Like
it's dead skin.
It's not like you're exfoliating your face and then putting it in your mouth and eat it. It's like, I mean, it's already next to your mouth anyway. You lick your lips all the time. Yeah. It's in your mouth. You taste your dead skin. Why not swallow it?
Because
finish
disgusting.
The job. No, it's a little extra bit of carb.
It's dead.
Get those nutrients.
Get that macro level.
The pork cracklings on your lips. Just get them all. No, I will not swallow because
that's gross. Do not call them pork.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I'm gonna vomit they in are your coffee
absolutely,
mug.
I'm done with it. So there you go. It's just it's so and gross. You're gonna
drink it. Well, thank you, Dylan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm not weird here, am I?
Well, I can't really say that you are. I mean, you're weird, but
well, not in with the situation.
In the specific I mean. Thing about spitting your dead skin or swallowing it.
I don't really care either way, to be honest. It's like,
I mean, if you stay hydrated, one half a dozen, you know. But
there are times that even just not hydrated. There are times that I have spit it out. If it's like my whole freaking lip,
yeah, eat my lip up. there was an episode of Gilligan's Island where it was like a weird dream sequence, but he was a spy, and one of the people like kissed him, and it was like, oh, it's poison lipstick, oh, but he like peeled off these like fake lips.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's just like that.
Yeah, that's what Kyle.
Stop it.
Step one.
I'm not gonna step one.
No, lick your lips. No. It's like from The Office when he's like, Dwight and Michael are going to try and like from they're trying to get Dunder Mifflin to secretly the paper company Dunder Mifflin to like absorb or shark out another like smaller paper company. And Dwight and Michael are sitting in the car, and Michael's like eating some. I think he's eating peanuts. And he's like, "We need a code, like a safe, something like to tell us
a signal,
yeah, a signal." And Dwight's like, "Oh, we should lick our lips." He's like, "Show me." And Michael goes, "He's like eating peanuts," and he licks his lips like that. And he's like, "No, like this." And so then. So then Michael and Dwight are just, they're literally both sitting there like this, just going.
Doesn't somebody like walk by and see him or something?
No, but after like 5 seconds, Dwight's like, okay, good.
The bloopers for that scene.
If you haven't seen The Office, they are like rubbing their tongue along their lips, like, going down in a circle. Around
their whole mouth.
Yeah.
But I love the blooper for that scene because Rainn Wilson spits peanut all over. What's your dad's name? I forget his name.
Steve Carell.
I was gonna say Steve Carell. Steve Carell.
You were gonna say John Krasinski?
I was not. I was gonna say Steve Carell, and I was like, that doesn't sound right. Because I was like thinking about it on the spot. Which is... anyway. Yeah, it's fine. You need to open your soda.
Not today.
No sodas today.
I'll save it for the next one.
No soda opening today, guys. Sorry to be disappointed.
The next one is also today.
Oh, Kyle's gonna open a soda.
Never Kyle.
Who is he at that close?
Sorry, I have great. To lean in to get some
what
of my desk.
What kind of soda?
I don't want to vomit in the middle of the podcast.
Shut up, Dylan. A wonderful, refreshing. Stop promoting the podcast. A raspberry Pepsi Max.
Ooh, spicy.
Yes, classy. Better than
not actually spicy.
Freaking cherry
stop,
Pepsi Max.
Stop! I don't know that. Why do you have to spoil my secrets?
It's not a secret.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, I've got a question.
Hey, I have to open.
Fine, open it.
Ooh, nice fizzle at the end.
Yeah. I like the now I gotta freaking open a soda.
Oh, nice. Why?
As obnoxious as you.
That was better than a lot of yours. Well, yeah, because I've done it way more. But I've had
still that still counts.
Really
pretty sure. What is it? Episode 4.
Episode 4 was really nice. Saying that, we're almost a year into this. So what?
We're more than a year into this. Started back in June, loser.
We did start back.
So old.
We're a year and 2 months into this.
I'm gonna lick your kneecap.
That's kind of disgusting.
Are you serious? Oh
yeah. What?
That's kind of disgusting.
Why? It's just his kneecap.
You're telling
me. It's not like he kneels on everything.
Kind of disgusting.
I only got a little bit of his knee hair.
She's got hair.
Nice. Yeah, Kyle's got a scar on his other knee. If I lick it, it'll be like a dog. You know, like it'll heal it faster.
I'm pretty sure that's more like like inflict wounds or something. I just take more damage from that.
He just opens up again.
Ah! Yeah, dogs will help it heal fat. Well, I think like saliva has like a healing. I don't know what it is. I don't know the science. The
drugs.
I've heard that drugs. I've heard that if you just absolutely pack powdered cocaine into a cut, it'll make you high, but and it won't even heal anything. In fact, it'll slow it down, but it'll make you high.
That sounds like a really inefficient way to go about it. Whatever.
Gash on your arm, shove coke into it, and be like, here we go.
Time to go.
Just coke the knife in cocaine. And anyway. Squeaky. This is a weird episode. I don't know what we're.
I was gonna talk about something, but I forgot.
Oh my gosh! Why is your stupid brain so dumb?
Because my mommy made me that way.
No, you just don't. Mommy
chose to give me that. I was homeschooled.
Kyle, you tighten that for him. Nice.
There we go.
Nice looking scarf.
My feet are turning purple.
You should go out wearing that like a scarf around town.
Yes, I am.
Perfect.
I'm like joking.
No, no, it needs to
be. My feet are dirty, my butt.
Loosen it. You can't die yet.
We have to kill you another way.
Gotcha. Unnecessary.
Oh, it was kind of necessary.
Ew.
What?
It seemed kind of necessary.
Your face. Anyway. Okay, out of Crunch, Butterfinger, or Three Musketeers, what's your favorite?
Crunch.
Butterfingers. And mine's Crunch, too. Out of Crunch or Butterfingers, what are your favorites?
Crunch.
Butterfingers.
Crunch for me too. Wow. What
was the point of that question? We
already crunch. Shut up.
White.
What is this? Out of Crunch, what is your favorite?
Crunch.
Crunch.
Mine's Crunch too. Wow, we all like
Crunch too. What's that?
It's new and improved Crunch.
Out of episode 2 and episode, what is your favorite?
Wait, episode 2 and what?
Episode 2 and episode, what's your favorite?
3. Episode, definitely episode.
Yeah. Episode's pretty good. I still think I'd have to say episode 5.
Oh, I said 3.
I'm having a stroke.
Finally. Looking long enough. I pills hours ago. It should kick in by now.
I've had like 10 strokes. And the last one just hasn't stopped.
Ever. Continuous stroke.
Wasn't it Tony, a guy from our church that was sitting having Bible study, and my parents told us that one time he was in the middle of talking and he stopped for a good like 10 seconds, just completely stopped and then picked up again, like he had not, like in another point in the sentence, just like he had not even stopped, and everyone was like, what just happened to you? Okay? They're like, did you just like travel? Do you have a stroke, travel in time? What happened?
There's a time jump there, a time split.
You just imagine, you know, we're just sitting here talking, and then all of a sudden,
someone hit mute on the cutscene. And then they
forgot to input his voice files. That particular
the audio glitched out a little bit.
It's like that guy from Robots, the one with like all the different voice boxes.
Yeah. Well, it was like a full personality box because it would fully change the way his like face looked and the way he
loved it. I thought that guy was awesome. I'd do it. If someone ripped out my larynx and shoved in Darth Vader's, I would totally just want to look like a shriveled up bald guy.
Like upgrades, people, upgrades.
Larynx. Wait, Darth Vader's voice box was like fully destroyed though, wasn't it? Like his whole body was wrecked, but
not fully because he talked at the end of 6.
True. Well, he still had like the throat part of the helmet on, which I assume is the part that would have. Oh my gosh! Wait, I'm not gonna touch the shirt.
Cody, you look like you're a safari like guide or something.
No, I'm.
Oh my goodness, my friend! You look like safari guide.
No, I'm.
That's offensive, Kyle.
What was that? I can get my loincloth out if you guys want
no,
me to.
No, play no, no, no. I'm good. I'm good.
It's a good thing I'm actually already wearing it.
No, no.
Never take it off, right? Never take it off.
This is not a video podcast.
Don't go DJ, not a video podcast.
Oh, goodness, thank goodness the chairs are there as well.
We had biscuits and gravy for lunch.
For lunch? I had a sandwich. I had two sandwiches, actually, and a bag of chips.
Oh, let me guess. Ham and cheese.
Yes.
With mayo? My word.
You with mayo, yes.
Yeah, oh, brother. Seriously? Oh, brother.
Yeah. Just because you're weird and you don't like any sauces, Connor. Everybody else likes sauces.
I am the driest man you'll ever meet.
Hi.
All right. Yes,
he is.
Sit down.
I did have a massive cup of chocolate milk. I had me some cookies. Had some Oreos. Chocolate chip.
Ooh.
Hey.
Pretty nice dessert.
Pretty nice dessert. I have a bunch of crunch here.
A bunch of crunch.
A bunch of crunch. That I need to eat.
Look at that. I'm wearing a shirt.
There you go. I'm wearing a shirt around my neck.
Shoot. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Chill. Stop.
Kill me. You ripped my shirt. I swear. This shirt cost me like $70 because I'm a rich man. Because I took the deal. The 2000 for 100 wipes. I took it. That's why I got
don't
the
take the
so
deal.
Much. That's why it takes me like 5 years to come out. It never ends.
Okay, really, really quick question. It's important. Is the screaming from the wiping or using the bathroom?
I get to like 20. It's like
sandpaper.
It's not like sandpaper.
It's sandpaper.
That's what I'm saying though. You clean with the regular toilet paper, and then you just use the one. Or two.
I don't know. I don't think
the wet wipes and just.
But it's still like completely caked on. It's like basically a turd every time you wipe.
Then you need to finish pooping and then wipe.
No, that's the deal though.
Like, the deal is you have explosive diarrhea, so your whole butt's covered in poop. So you gotta clean your whole butt. And it just like.
No, it explodes so much.
You have explosive diarrhea every time.
Water in the toilet.
That's horrid.
My back itch. Scratch my back, baby. Where? Over on the right. Oh, a little bit up. Towards you. Down. Oh. Left. Yeah. Scrape off the mole. Get the mole.
Ew.
That's disgusting. Gosh. Can you get my chest? I can't reach.
Your arms too small. You can't reach them out. Just...
Actually, right there. Could you get right there? Scratch.
You're touching the spot.
Scratch it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
He's touching the spot. He's like, scratch right here. Right here. Like, you're touching it. No. Gosh. I will not do that. Scratch your back, fine. Probably should have had a shirt on, so I don't need to go burn my hand now. But,
this is a good precaution.
Oh.
You don't want to get none of them rabies or nothing. What are you doing?
Okay. So,
you don't even have anything to talk about?
I do not have anything to talk about. So, do you want
your podcast?
I have literally zero thoughts that go through my head. So, oh yeah, Connor. Tell you this because I can. I hopped on. I was playing Halo just as we were going to start the call. I got those last two skulls for Combat Evolved. Of course, the second one I didn't have is the one in the library, and the one in the library is at the very end of the level. I was like,
ugh! We played the library on Legendary yesterday, and I asked you if you had the skull, and you said yes.
I thought I had the skull. I thought it was earlier in the mission, but you know, whatever. I ran through it. I just put it on easy and just pretty much ran through it. And it reminded me just how much I love Combat Evolved. That's after like you know, playing through it on Legendary, but then playing through it on like a lower difficulty even, that is like easily my favorite Halo game to play. It's so much fun.
Really?
It's just so good. I don't know.
Converted?
Yeah, Combat Evolved is my favorite one to play. Halo 3 has the best story, I think. I think Halo 3 has the better multiplayer. But playing the campaign, Combat Evolved is top.
It's just another level. I agree. I have always said Combat Evolved is my favorite. I've never swapped. Actually, that's not true. Halo 3 was my favorite for a while, until maybe a year or two ago when we actually started replaying Halo, like, seriously. And I was like, dude, Combat Evolved. There's just something so nostalgic.
It's just so good. And the thing is, it's like, you know, you expect, because it's older, it's an older game, it's going to be a little, you know, janky, and the gunplay is probably a little weird. But the gunplay in Combat Evolved is top tier. It's solid.
And it's so simple, too, because it was the original. So like all the newer games, like, they're playing off of what Combat Evolved had, like the Magnum and the assault rifle and everything.
Yeah.
And sure, they had to tweak it for their own individual games, but Combat Evolved was the original, and they just made it so fun.
It's so good. I love playing that game so much. I was looking at it the other day. It was a comparison between me and Kyle, how many levels we've played. And for campaign levels in Combat Evolved, I have like over 500 campaign missions played from just, you know, over time.
My word.
I mean, just, I love that game. It's so much fun.
And that's just on the Xbox One, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't count like your original Xbox 360.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, your original 360. Like, if we included your, like, 360 times.
I played Combat Evolved on the original Xbox.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
So, yeah, I played that back on there. Oh, my gosh, it was so much fun. That's probably why I love that game so much, is because I played the crap out of it back on the original Xbox. It was the first game I actually played on an Xbox. It's the entire reason I wanted an Xbox was to play Halo 4, funnily enough. Because I had seen like a poster or something for Halo 4, and I was like, that looks freaking sweet. But yeah. Halo
4 posters and pictures and art is really good.
Yeah.
But the gameplay and the Forerunners and the, what's it called? The bad guys, the orange guys.
Forerunners.
The Forerunners, yes.
Prometheans.
They suck. And pretty much everything but the art for Halo 4 sucks.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'm fine with it.
You better.
Well, I do. But yeah, I mean, I was having such a good time playing Halo. And yeah, me and you just finished that on Legendary. Are we going to – did we beat Halo Reach on Legendary? Did we do the whole thing?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to do probably Halo 3 next. Probably the way to go.
We need to redo – what's it called? The Pillar of Autumn.
Why?
On Halo Reach. Because, well, I need to redo it, but I really don't want to do it by myself. I got 97% on the par score.
I probably got the same thing.
I really, really do not want to play that.
We got two levels to replay in Combat Evolved as well. We've got Halo and then Keys.
No! My Keys!
Yeah, buddy.
Keys, no. No. No.
So, yeah. We'll have to do Halo 3 next because I don't want to do Halo 2 yet.
No, I want to save that one to the very end.
Yeah, that's going to be when we finished all the other ones, Halo 2, you know, final huzzah. And then when we finish the campaign, I will immediately kill myself because I'll be done. So
you have lived.
It's over. My will to live will be gone after completing Halo 2. It's going to be so bad.
All of you,
you know what? So I saw a poll on YouTube. It asked if Halo Infinite should be delayed to, like, delayed longer so we can get the co-op campaign when it launches and also Forge, because apparently neither of those will be in there when it launches.
They've had all this time
to work. I know. I can't believe Forge isn't in there. Like, how is Forge not? That's like,
yeah.
It's been like the staple thing for like for Halo 5, that was like the best thing with Halo 5 is the Forge was incredible. I was like, how is that not in there? I don't quite understand that. And they've had so much time. So yeah. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, they delayed it at first to like get the story and like main campaign properly finished, right?
Yeah, well, they delayed it right as sometime after COVID had started, because obviously that slowed down everything. Yeah. They delayed it, and that was fine. And I think they delayed it again, which I'm fine with. I don't mind games being delayed if the game's actually going to come out better. If the game needs more development time, then go for it. I'd rather have a proper working game than a partly developed one that has to have all these stupid updates and stuff.
I want to get it when it
rolls out.
What? Cyberpunk.
But yeah,
I didn't even play that
a couple times, and it may get delayed again, or it may not. But I'm really disappointed about the co-op campaign thing. Like, that is literally what I want to do in Halo, is play campaigns in co-op because it's incredibly fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's one of the reasons I really didn't like Halo 5 right off the bat, is I couldn't play with two people in the campaign. I was like, really? Or at least split screen. Like, where's the split screen, bro?
Yeah.
Come on. What a need. But, you know, whatever. We'll see.
It's going to be a good, I hope it's going to be a fun game.
I pray. If it can at least have the kind of, if you can at least have the feel of a Halo game in terms of gameplay and stuff, I'll be remotely happy. If it can just feel like a Halo game and be enjoyable to play. And just looking at the little like gameplay thing they let everybody do, some little multiplayer stuff. I don't know if it's an alpha or whatever, but looking at that little gameplay thing, it looks pretty fun. And I'm pretty excited to actually try it out. But, you know,
yeah,
we'll see. We still got till next year at least before it even was supposed to release. So if it gets pushed back again, it could be, you know, it could be July or August of next year before we even get it. Who knows?
Nice.
At this rate, I would cry. I would cry if I had to wait till August to play it. I'd be so sad.
That's just another year.
It's another year. I don't want to wait another freaking year. When did Halo 5 come out? Was it 2018, 2019?
That it was announced?
No, when it came out. I'm going to look this up. My keyboard's all clacky, so sorry.
Oh, my word. It's so loud. That's like, I'm in.
So, okay. Halo 5 came out 27th of October in 2015. It's been 6 years now. Well, nearly 6 years since we've had a Halo title.
Oh.
And if it goes another... Don't start. If it goes another year, then... I mean, that's 7 years between Halo titles. Especially when the last Halo title sucked. Because it was Halo 5. So, it's like, come on. I need something. I cannot keep playing Combat Evolved for the rest of my life, okay? I will, but I probably shouldn't. I need something else here. Let's go.
I agree. I want something else. I didn't play it as early as you did, but I did play it with you back. Back when it just came out. And I remember thinking, I don't remember if I had played Halo 4 with you, but I remember playing Halo 1 especially. And a little bit of Halo 3 with you. And that's where my love of Halo came from. Yeah. It's just so nostalgic for me. It just everything with it. I'm going to be honest. The storyline with Halo, I don't know what it is. I honestly just play the game. I don't listen to what the crap Cortana's saying. And Dylan knows this better than anyone. When I say play the game, I mean run headlong into a group of enemies hoping that I won't die and getting upset when I do on Legendary.
Yeah, on Legendary.
You just play Legendary.
Out of like, it gets mowed down.
Yeah, I do. I play Legendary like it's easy. I don't care. I'm not slowing down. I'm going to freaking try and speed run Legendary. Dylan, I actually congratulated Dylan last night because we just last night we had completed all of the levels on Legendary for Halo Combat Evolved. And I congratulated Dylan for completing Combat Evolved Legendary solo, because I was basically not even there. I was just dead the whole time. Dylan was like trying to run back and respawn me just so that I could jump into another group of enemies and get slaughtered.
Hey, you'd be surprised how nice it is to have a distraction dummy, you know?
Yeah, some enemies are great.
And I have to be totally honest, there's a lot of parts there that I would really, it would take so much longer if I didn't have an extra person to throw themselves at it. So, you know.
Yeah.
When you're having to deal like that bit with Two Betrayals, with where the wraiths are, you have to get the banshees.
Oh yeah.
We were up there and there was two hunters and five red elites running around. We had killed the gold elite. And I was like, if I was by myself, I wouldn't ever even get close to that. I would have had to backtrack for like ages to pick up extra rocket launchers or something. Cause they're like, with what I had there, I was like, there's no freaking way that I was killing those guys.
Like, yeah.
Not at all. And we tried actually Halo 2. One of the problems we had on Halo 2 is it has the Iron Skull like on all the time. The Iron Skull, I think, came in Halo 3. It may have been in Combat Evolved, but it has it on all the time. So anytime either member dies, it resets the checkpoint. So Halo 2 has been a lot harder so far.
I hate it. Might as well play Lasso.
Might as well play Lasso, yeah.
What does Lasso stand for again?
Legendary. Awesome, stupid.
Oh, all skulls on, yeah.
Opium.
Legendary stupid osu?
Opium. Isn't that a rock?
Opium is a drug.
A drug? Oh.
Opium. Yeah. It's like a flower.
I thought it was a rock.
No, opium
is I was thinking of poppies. Opal.
Opium is stupid. A type of flower, I believe, that you can get opium from. And 10%, but 10% battery remaining, my friend.
Did you never get the charger?
No, it's too short to use properly. Anyway, we need to finish this up. I was about to say that's all the time we got for this episode of the Track Bros. And
I'm still shirtless.
Talk to you all, but not necessary, but okay. We will talk to you all next week. Hope you enjoyed. And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.